What do you see as you care for a person who is suffering? Do you see someone who's a burden or an interruption or an irritation or an old needy person? Hi, I'm Karen Mulder with today's Caring Wisdom. As caregivers, whether we're caring for a coworker who's going through a divorce, or a friend who has cancer, or caring full-time for a spouse or parent, we need to remember that that suffering person is first of all a child of God. And in some mysterious way, God dwells in that person. That person has feelings and thoughts and experiences and struggles and dreams, and we need to consider them. Remember to respect the dignity of the person that you are caring for. God bless.
Thank you for visiting wisdomofthewounded.com. Resources on how to care well.